dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch, Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the foothills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is December 29, 2011. Time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to really get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me, and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. You can always find updates with our breaking news, this ministry, our radio programs, or information about our guests at our radio blog, or that's just now mainly our main blog. Actually, it's the only blog I use. Anyway, that's prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Now, before our guest comes on, let's have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father God, I just pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours. And please give us mere human beings understanding of what is going on. Amen and amen. Well, 2012, that's like what, Sunday night, Saturday night? You know, we're flooded with predictions about what's coming. So make sure you tune in to January 1st at 8 p.m. Central for our Mission Watch program. At that time, I will be going over some of the predictions that I found and that we're being flooded with. And truly, until I did the search myself, I'm pretty amazed at some of them myself. So it'll be a program, more of a fun type program. I'm not going to claim that they're all going to be true or nothing, but it's interesting to see what all the predictions will be. And believe me, there's some interesting ones, like one from SETI, talking about three spaceships headed towards Earth. Anyway, tonight my intent was mainly to talk about what the effects would be now that we had left Iraq, you know, that we had pulled out, and also some traits about the Antichrist. This, however, I find is going to change somewhat. While we will be dealing with some of that, but there's something else that's all over the news. Iran is talking about closing the Straits of Hormuz to block the oil supply, and what would that do? Would that skyrocket or prices of gas or spark a world war? Well, tonight I bring back on with me someone who is closely watching Iran and has in the past on this program predicted a war with them. He's the author of the book of the last days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. Well, I'm getting tongue-tied tonight, right? And the complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Are you laughing, Richard?
It's me, Dan. How you
okay,
doing?
Well, welcome back, Richard Perry, so everybody knows who I'm talking to. Yes, I got tongue-tied, excuse me. And it was over your book I got tongue-tied, anyway. Something that I was trying to prolong to do a separate program on, but I don't know how well that's going to work out. But let's start off with this. I noticed that book, how long has that book been in second edition of Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Ministry? Is that a new thing? Or not?
Yeah, that's been for a few years.
It's still an accurate book, or you wouldn't be advertising it, though, right?
Absolutely. It's very accurate.
Absolutely.
I only made one major mistake in the book that I can recall. In the first edition, I said that, you know, I referred to the Battle of Armageddon.
Uh-huh.
And I think I may have talked about this, but there is no Battle of Armageddon. There's a gathering of the kings and the nations in Armageddon,
right,
for the battle. The battle, as we see in the Old Testament in Joel and Zechariah, is that they come down the Valley of Jehoshaphat and attack Jerusalem. The battle is at Jerusalem.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? Everybody calls it the Battle of Armageddon, come to think of it. And it's just like everybody calls it the gathering of the saints, the rapture, and there's no word rapture in the Bible.
Right.
I mean, we could probably do a radio program, Richard, on all the misnames of things. I don't know why I'm laughing tonight. So serious headed into 2012. But of all the names of things that, you know, that really aren't there, that they're
that man uses, you know, to explain what God is saying, and it's like God didn't have the right words. No, he had the right words. We should use his words.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, use his
and
words.
And then we wouldn't be as confused as a lot of people are.
Yeah. Well, you know, another one that strikes my mind is, isn't it demons? I don't think the word demons is even in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it isn't. I've looked it up before. It's fallen angels or Nephilim or other things. But we won't get into that. That's another program, too. Anyway, I originally brought you on to talk about us leaving Iraq. But I guess with the second part of what I want to talk about, it's all going to really tie in together. We just pulled out of Iraq. Do you see a major change in dynamics because of that? I know where you want to go with this, but let's start with there, and we will go there.
Iraq is going to become a very central location in the Middle East because, according to the scripture, you know, the Antichrist, who God refers to in the Old Testament as the Assyrian, the king of Assyria,
mm-hmm.
you know, today, ancient Assyria is Iraq,
right?
And the capital of Asshur was on the Tigris River and Euphrates rivers. It was on the Tigris River.
Right, Tigris.
So we're going to see Iraq increase and rise in power in the Middle East, and be one of the 10 nations that forms the 10-nation kingdom that will become the kingdom of the Antichrist, which I believe that kingdom will start to form after this next seal and after the war starts with Iran.
Okay.
But after that war with Iran, yeah, I think we're going to see more and more out of Iraq and the leadership and the politics in Iraq as these 10 nations unite in some form of, you know, confederation or peace treaty or some kind of alliance.
Let me butt in. There's something I want to say to that. In my thought process, I do see it as a major thing because we withdrew, because by withdrawing, that allows Iraq to go ahead and start becoming this, you know, one of those 10 nations.
Exactly.
I don't see how it could have been, you know, with our prolonged presence there.
Yeah, it would be more difficult. You're probably aware that one of the primary reasons we left Iraq is because we couldn't reach an agreement with Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and the reason we couldn't reach an agreement about our troops staying there was because of the cleric called Muqtada al-Sadr, and he is very closely aligned with the Iranian leadership. Matter of fact, he's most of the time living in Iran, even though he's from Iraq and from Baghdad.
Right.
But anyway, he was the one that said, if the United States didn't leave as previously planned, get its military out by the end of this year, that he was going to activate the Mahdi Army in Iraq to fight against the U.S.
Well, what's the Mahdi Army for the people?
Well, the Mahdi Army is something that started to develop around the year 2003-2004 under the leadership of this Muqtada al-Sadr, and to fight against the U.S. occupation. And then he went to Iran to study to become an Ayatollah. Mm-hmm. And he was there for about 4 years, and then now he goes back and forth. I think he's still in Iran right now, but he comes into Iraq from time to time. But he has a very, very strong political contingent in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, I think the other topic for our discussion tonight is probably more pertinent for the immediate term, but we should keep an eye on Iraq because I think we're going to see, you know, some significant things coming out of Iraq after this next war starts with Iran.
Well, you know, the reason that I wanted to bring Iraq into it first, even though our other topic, which is we're going to be talking about Iran and the possible war, whatever, is because it's like anything, you know, if you jump to something else without getting some of the history, because it's going to be very pertinent in the future, and I believe even so right now, but I just wanted to make sure that we covered it. Now, why is this man so important? On your website, you think that this man might even possibly, is this the same one that's in that video?
Yeah, Muqtada al-Sadr, right, you know, if he's the person that, you know, is somebody that's a known political figure in the Middle East, that right now, I mean, obviously there's a lot of time and a lot of things are going to have to happen, but he has all the characteristics of the prophecies that I see in Scripture about the Antichrist, and there are many.
Right.
You know, one, the Bible tells where the ancestry of the Antichrist will be from. In other words, in Daniel it says the people of the leader who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Well, the city and the sanctuary were destroyed in 70 AD, and the people that destroyed it were ancient Syrians. In other words, from what we have as Syria today and Lebanon,
right.
Those two countries make up what was ancient Syria. Now, a lot of people, you know, go, no, that's not true. That it was the army, it was the Romans with Titus that destroyed the city and the sanctuary. Well, it was Titus and the Roman army, but the Roman army was primarily made up of ancient Syrians at that time, because Rome gathered conscripts from the areas, the lands that they conquered. And most of those people that destroyed the city and the sanctuary in Jerusalem at 70 AD were Syrians.
Right, absolutely. You know, let me say a couple of comments. Number one is like that. Most people, you know, because they don't do just a little research or they make such a miss. Well, I get so frustrated over the normal myth of the Antichrist, and the Bible clearly says where he's from, like you're saying, where he comes from, you know, he's an Assyrian. You know, that's plain English. Why do you suppose that they make such a jump?
Well, it's not hard to figure out. I mean, one of the people that popularized in modern times the idea of a revived Roman Empire was people like Hal Lindsey and, you know, and other people that were writing and trying to get people interested in the discussions and, you know, study of the time of the end. But
mm-hmm.
one of the ways that people try to get people interested is they try to make it like it's right upon us, you know, like the time is near, you know.
Right.
And so 20 years ago, when Hal Lindsey was writing Late Great Planet Earth, and a lot of people were writing this kind of thing, you know, if they were saying, you know, if they were looking at Iraq and Iran, they, you know, they'd be, you know, people would look at them like, what are you talking about? They're nothing. You know, there's just right. camel jockeys and a lot of sand and a couple of oil wells.
Right.
Well, but you got to look at what the Bible says, like you said. You know, it's it read the scripture, you know, and you can't rush things. You just got to be accurate. And there is no revived Roman Empire in Bible prophecy.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, people refer to the, well, what do you mean? Like, what about the seven hills of, you know, in Revelation? Well, it doesn't really say seven hills. It says seven mountains. And it says those seven mountains have seven kings. Well, the seven mountains of Rome do not have seven kings. And it's talking about the seven kings that will be in the kingdom of the Antichrist. Remember, the Antichrist rises, you know, the kingdom of the Antichrist forms with 10 kings.
Right.
Then the Antichrist rises amongst those 10, and he subdues 3 of the 10, which leaves 7. 7 heads and 10 horns. So in other words, that's a good description of the kingdom that will be the kingdom of the Antichrist.
Right.
But it's a Middle East kingdom. And now it's a little easier to see, although it hasn't formed yet, and it will be with countries like Egypt and Libya and Sudan will be part of it, because they're actually named in Daniel chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible points us to places like Turkey, Iraq, Syria, you know, 4 countries that will be in that kingdom. But it could also be, you know, countries like Iran, maybe even Afghanistan and Pakistan. We're not sure,
right.
But we'll probably know fairly soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I do believe that it's rushing upon us. In fact, you know, at the first of the program, I was telling the people that, you know, it would be they'd be amazed to see all the predictions for this year. And some of them look like they're right on the money, and other ones are totally absurd. But, you know, you, some time ago, how long ago was it you first brought up about Iran and the United States getting in a war? Any idea?
Yeah, oh, yeah, a definite idea. I mean, I saw the four horsemen of Revelation's first four seals being, you know, indications that they would be countries that would be to the north, south, east, and west of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Back in when I wrote my first book, matter of fact, I touch on it in my first book. And then when I wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, I started elaborating a little bit more, but it was after that that the Lord started to really show me how this all tied together. And then it was in 2009. I mean, I wasn't even right at, I was at the gym at my locker, and the Lord just said to me, he said, the red horse symbolizes Iran. I have stirred up the kings of the Medes because my purpose is to destroy Babylon. In other words, I didn't have my Bible open. I was at the gym. I wasn't even thinking about this. All of a sudden, out of the blue, he just speaks to me like that in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear. He said, the red horse symbolizes Iran. He says, I've stirred up the kings of the Medes, which is ancient Iran, the Medes and Persians. I've stirred up the kings of the Medes. I've stirred up Iran because my purpose is to destroy Babylon. And from what he said, I knew from Scripture that what he meant, because it is not Iran that destroys Babylon. It's the Antichrist that's
you need
behind,
to,
that, behind that.
Okay, you need to do something.
Yep.
You need to, because, you know, Richard, not everybody has heard every one of our programs. In fact, we get new listeners every week. So some people will say, well, Babylon, isn't that Iraq? What are you talking about when you're talking about Babylon?
Well, when I'm talking about end time Babylon, I'm referring to Mystery Babylon the Great in Revelation 17 and 18, which is also the same end-time Babylon that we find in Jeremiah 50 and 51. It's an end-time superpower that ends up being destroyed by fire in 1 day and 1 hour. Now, it's a study, so we're not going to cover it all, but I'm just going to tell you, because the Lord has always reminded me not to hold anything back in terms of what the message is that I'm giving.
Right.
The United States of America is end-time Babylon. It is Mystery Babylon the Great of Revelation 17 and 18. And at some point, after the second seal, before the third seal of Revelation, the people of God are supposed to leave the country of Babylon and run for their lives. Because Babylon, the United States of America, will be destroyed by an alliance of great nations. Now, that's very hard to see right now. It'll be easier to understand and see after the second seal of Revelation opens. Mm-hmm. And when the second seal of Revelation opens, this conflict that we're seeing in the news hour by hour right now between Iran and the United States of America, focusing on the Strait of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Oman, you know, area where all this, these ships and oil flows through. You've got, if it's okay to do this, Iran is currently, you know, involved in 10 days of a major military war games right in that area.
Right.
And of course, we're saying all kinds of things about Iran. You know, Iran says, they've been saying that if the United States proceeds ahead with its plan to sanction Iranian oil and their central banks, that Iran says we will close the Strait of Hormuz and cut off this oil. Well, if that happens, obviously, the price of oil will go through the roof.
Okay, let me butt in. We got about only a minute for break time, and I want to get your website in here. But I also want to say to the folks, if you go over and look at prophecyhour.com, and you look in the normal archive where this is at, I'm in the description of I do this radio program tonight. I'll put a link to a program that Richard did on this we did the whole program on America being Mystery Babylon, Richard. So I've got a link to that in our archives, and maybe we'll even talk about it again sometime. But you got about 30 seconds to give your website and anything else you want to say in 30 seconds. Then we're going to go to break.
Has a lot of resources. It's lastdaysmystery.info. Lastdaysmystery.info. However, I want to also direct people to YouTube, and it's just my channel is Richard Perry 2. Just no spaces, just Richard Perry 2. And I've got like 500 videos of current events and Bible teachings on all topics, including the seals and the trumpets and the bowls.
Okay, we got to go.
We've
exceeded our 30 seconds. We'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
You there. Yeah, you. The one listening to the American Voice Radio Network. I know where you have been. I saw where you went out in the woods that day while you were hiding your food and ammo. I know where you go every day. I'm the government, and I'm here to protect you. Thanks to your GPS-enabled cell phone and the GPS devices we planted on your vehicles without a warrant, we can track and trace your every move. We are so glad you didn't buy a GPS jammer from thesignaljammer.com because you would have blinded us. And when the day came to round you up and steal your hidden goodies, we'd have to search high and low for you. So take my advice. Don't buy any GPS jammers, and don't even think about buying any cell phone jammers from thesignaljammer.com, because we want to know where you are.
homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click the satellite system.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And again, folks, excuse my voice. I'm still recovering from that terrible cold I had a couple weeks back. But anyway, pray tonight about a donation for the Wichita Mission Church. You know, I could come up with many reasons why I think you should donate, but you know what? It still has to come from what you think. So just pray about what we do. You, if you're new to this, go over to WichitaHomeless.com, and you can look around and see what we do with the Wichita Mission Church. And if not, you know, if you think that we have good radio guests, well, then consider donating to radio, because this is a real satellite radio program, not just live on the net. So pray about supporting airtime. So anyway, let's get back to the program with Richard Perry. And I think we're talking about Iran, aren't we, Richard?
Yeah, we ought to be.
I'm just joking. Okay. Anyway, let's back up. Well, Iran and America, they're over there right now. You said they are having Iran's having war games about shutting down the straits.
And Iran, let me just kind of bring you up to date.
Okay, go right ahead.
First of all, you know, we've made a long
you know, Iran has over the years said if, you know, if anybody attacks them, they would shut the Strait of Hormuz, which would be basically shut off a major portion of the world's oil supply.
Right.
And we have we have usually no less than two carrier strike groups in the Fifth Fleet region, which is Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, right in that area, to keep those, you know, that oil flowing and to protect that strategic location. Today, I think we have at least three carrier strike groups in there, and of course there's another one in the Mediterranean. In other words, we've got a fairly, we may have as many as half of our carrier strike groups in that Middle Eastern region. And things like, you know, Iran a couple days ago said if the U.S. continues with its plan to sanction Iranian oil and to prevent trade through the Iranian central bank, in other words, basically to cut off their capabilities to freely export and import petroleum, that they would then shut the Strait of Hormuz. You know, in other words, put pressure on the world.
Right.
Okay. Well, the U.S.'s response is, you know, that we wouldn't tolerate any such action.
Right.
Today, just a matter of hours ago, on Fox News, we see Iran says to the U.S., says that the U.S. is in no position to give orders on the Strait of Hormuz. Now, let me just stop here a second, because everybody is speculating about what's going to happen in this situation with Iran.
Sure.
And of course, I love to speculate as much as anybody.
Okay, let me throw this out there, too. Even to the point that, you know, you said a minute ago, they've been saying this for a long time, so why would this time be any different?
Okay. Well, I don't know that this particular moment is any different, but here's what the Bible says.
Okay.
According to my interpretation, but, you know, God says that his word is written for his people and they can read it and understand it.
Okay.
Okay. God, Christ said, you know, to his followers, the disciples, at the time he was explaining to them and describing the time of the end leading up to his return, he said, be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. Well, I believe what he said. I believe he's told us everything ahead of time.
Well, of course, I do too.
If you can, if you study Scripture, if you understand what he's saying, and he says you can understand, his people can understand it, then the question is, do you study it enough? Do you look and do you see what he's talking about? Now, I explained about in our first segment that back in 2009, in the spirit, the Lord told me that Iran would be the red horse of the second seal, which means Iran is going to take peace from the earth and cause men to kill each other. And to Iran, your Bible, when the people open it up and read Revelation 6, verses 3 and 4, they're going to see the rider on the red horse, the leader of Iran, will take peace from the earth, and he's given, the Bible, your Bible will say, a large sword. But what that really means, in the Greek, it really means he's given a great battle. That battle is described in Jeremiah, I believe, and God calls it an ambush. In other words, what I believe the Bible is saying is that Iran, the Medes, and the Persians, the Medes, will ambush the United States. Now, how are they going to ambush the United States? We're way over here, they're way over there. Well, our fleet is in the Persian Gulf, in the Gulf of Oman, and it passes through the Strait of Hormuz every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right off the coast of Iran. And we're very vulnerable for something like an ambush. Now, an ambush is a surprise attack. Now, I don't think there's going to be a battle or a war right now while Iran's doing their war games and while we're beating our chest and they're beating their chest.
Well, right. We would be, you know, we're on guard.
Yeah, exactly. this would not be a good time to spring an ambush. You spring an ambush when somebody isn't suspecting it.
Right. Now, let me ask you to do something real quick, and I know I'm interrupting you, but I'm just sitting here. I try to think from the audience's point of view, meaning, you know, understanding what you're saying. I'm not trying to down anybody, but I believe a lot of people don't know geography very well. Explain to them. Now, I know all the critical oil, a bunch of critical oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz. I think it's about a sixth or more than that. I don't know. But tell them what countries on each side of the strait, you know.
Okay, well,
explain to them geography.
The Persian Gulf is the major body of water, and Saudi Arabia is on one side, and Iran is on the other. In the middle of the Persian Gulf, on the side with Saudi Arabia, is a country which is almost like an island. It's not an island. It's an isthmus off of Saudi Arabia, but it's called Bahrain. It's been in the news because the Shiites in Bahrain are involved in the Arab Spring protest against their leadership. In other words, Bahrain is the United States of America's U.S. naval base for the Fifth Fleet. In other words, our Fifth Fleet's base is right in the middle of the Persian Gulf between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Now, also in the Strait of Hormuz, which is a 23-mile strait, very tight quarters, is between Iran and the United Arab Emirates and the country of Oman, which is where we get the name for the Gulf of Oman, which is just outside of the Strait of Hormuz.
Right.
So that's the area that I think Iran will ambush the United States of America probably sometime in the months to come. Now, let me say something as clearly as I can.
Okay.
A lot of people for years now, and this is starting to come back, is saying, well, when is Israel going to attack Iran to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon? When is the United States going to attack Iran to prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon? Understand this. Jesus Christ said, I've told you everything ahead of time. Well, one thing he didn't tell us is that Israel nor the United States will attack Iran. In other words, the United States is not going to attack Iran, and Israel is not going to attack Iran preemptively. In other words, we're not going to start the fight. The fight's coming. World war is coming. There's no mistake about that. And the war will start between Iran and the United States. Israel will most certainly be involved because you've got Syria and Lebanon and Gaza, Hamas, Hezbollah, all over there. As soon as Iran goes to war with the West, Syria, Lebanon, Hamas, Palestinians will go to war with Israel. In other words, it'll be a Middle East war.
Right.
It'll be a world war.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Iran's theology.
Let me say this one more time.
Oh, go ahead. I thought you were through.
No, I just want people to hear this clearly. Israel
okay.
will not attack Iran. U.S. will not attack Iran. Iran will fire the first shot. Iran will attack the United States and do it probably in the form of an ambush, is what I see in Scripture. Now, if you want to speculate as to why is that going to happen, I think it's going to happen because, like we're doing now with these sanctions, we're going to continue to harass and provoke Iran until they're so exacerbated that they will launch an ambush on the U.S. In other words, we're going to push them into firing the first shot at us, and that will give us our justification for taking out all the sites in Iran plus a few others.
Right.
That will start World War. That's how it's going to happen, I think, because that's what I see in the Bible. An ambush by Iran on the United States then would retaliate. Other countries would be involved with Israel, and then we would retaliate against those countries as well, and you'd have this would spiral into a world war.
Yeah, I don't think we could get around in any way, shape, or form if there's a... any war there in the Middle East is going to escalate into a world war, isn't it? There's not
And you got Russia and China on the side of Iran. They're just not going along with anything on Iran, anything more on Iran at this point, because they're such large trading partners, and they get China gets a lot of their oil from Iran. So that's how I see this thing happening, and you know, I cannot even imagine it could happen. The Lord has never told me, and there's no place in the Bible that will tell you this, when does this war start? But I am guessing, and I feel very strongly, of course, you know, I thought before it would start, before this, but I think it's probably going to happen sometime before the fall of next year. So 2012 is likely going to be when the second seal opens and world war starts between Iran and the U.S. So, folks, watch Iran, watch the U.S., because this thing is going to get hotter and hotter until it explodes into the second seal prophecy of Revelation 6.
Okay. Couple of things. Number one is, I think all the sanctions and things that are coming is because I don't think that particularly Obama, I don't know if we're going to get rid of him or not, but particularly Obama, I don't think has it within him to attack unless he's attacked first. Don't you think?
Well, I think, yeah, that's why I think his strategy, Dennis Ross was the major Middle East strategist with regard to Iran and the Middle East for Obama. Now, he just resigned and stepped out of the administration, but Obama's still following his blueprint. Dennis Ross, you can read his writings. I've got several of his things in my archives under World Watch on my website, which if you go back to like 2006 and 2008, you know, and Dennis Ross's writing. But his strategy is exactly what's going on now, and he keeps pushing Iran until, you know, there's no alternative. And then you attack them if that's as a last resort. Obama has already told our allies, told them back about the time that Tripoli fell in Libya. He told our allies, our major allies, that he if Iran did not relent from its nuclear program by the fall of 2012, that the United States would attack Iran. Now, again, the Bible indicates that the United States doesn't attack Iran. It can counterattack Iran, but Iran will attack the U.S. So,
okay,
the strategy
that Dennis Ross
put in place is still working.
All right. Well, you pay pretty close attention to this, so I want to ask you a question. A question that has arose with many people, you know, we're pushing them about their nuclear program. A lot of people say that, well, them having a nuclear program to produce bombs is just like Iraq. You know, Saddam Hussein was lying. Actually, he was lying because he was in fear of Iran, and that's why he didn't ever really come clean about not having a nuclear program. But what's different? I mean, do we really know that they have a program? Is there evidence out there that says that?
The evidence that has been collected by the UN, International Atomic Energy Agency, the latest report, which just came out in November, was very condemning in terms of the Iranian program. Had several strong indications that they were moving both their nuclear program towards building a warhead and a ballistic missile system of which to couple it up with. In other words, Israel is going to the United States, I think, this week to show their intelligence to the U.S. to convince them that, yes, indeed, Iran is making a weapon. Now, you're not going to be able to wait for a mushroom cloud before you actually decide to do something, so they have to use their best intelligence. You know, whether it could be another Iraq or, you know, this Iranian situation, you know, here's the only thing I can tell you about that. The Iranian Revolution started back at the time of the Shah with Khomeini and the revolution then, you know, that Ahmadinejad was supposed to be part of. Okay, well, if you go back and look at his writings and his philosophy, part of the revolutionary philosophy of Iran becoming the Islamic, you know, evangelist, if you will, for the Middle East and taking and leading toward world domination by Islam was going to be led by Iran, and part of their philosophy of Khomeini's is that Iran would become a nuclear power, not power plants, but nuclear weapons. In other words, they've had it in their revolutionary philosophy that they would get nuclear weapons, that they would strive for nuclear weapons, and that they would lead the way for this, you know, domination of the world by Islam. So, you know, it's in their stated goals. For them to say that that's not a direction they're going in is counter to their very essence. And it's also counter to their religious philosophy, which is part of their revolution, and the 12th Imam, you know, which they think is about to arise, and they're going to help him, you know, arise to power. And, of course, I happen to think that the 12th Imam is the, you know, they think is actually Muqtada al-Sadr.
Oh, really? Well, how do you know that they think it's him? I know they said they've talked. Okay, let me say a couple of things, and you can jump in. They came straight out and said that their top Ayatollah or whatever has spoken with the Mahdi, and they believe he's here. And so,
that's right.
But I've never heard the connection to this man. Where do we get that?
Well, here's where I get that. While, you know, Ahmadinejad and Khomeini are saying that they're having conversations or, you know, dialogue with the 12th Imam, at the same time, Muqtada al-Sadr is in Iran. You know, and he's the guy that seems to fill all the current characteristics of the Antichrist. So, you know, we've got years to wait to see if this comes to fruition. But it certainly looks suspicious at this point.
Well,
now, you know, he's not anybody significant at this point. He's very powerful, but he's not the leader of Iraq. But if he is the Antichrist, Muqtada al-Sadr will one day and fairly soon become the president and leader of Iraq, or the foreign minister, or whatever their head guy is.
Yeah, you know, right.
Maliki today will be replaced by al-Sadr. Now,
so,
if that never happens, you know, if al-Sadr never becomes the leader of Iraq, then he's not the Antichrist.
Right. We need to keep looking around. But let's go with this. Just for the folks out there, with their theology, something that you just brought up, even if we never, let's say that we just didn't bother him and we just, you know, didn't give him any sanctions, didn't push him at all anyway, won't they still try to create war with us or go to war with us?
Oh, yeah, they're going to try to, you know, fulfill their understanding of their prophecies. Yeah, but the thing is that their prophecies line up with our biblical prophecies because the Iranians and the Shiites and the Islamists get their prophecies from our Bible. In other words, we're both reading the same book, but we're reading it from a different perspective.
Well, that explains a lot because, you know, I've seen the attributes of the Antichrist listed, you know, in one column, and the attributes of the Mahdi listed in another column, and they're almost tit for tat.
Oh, they are. Exactly. And if you put al-Sadr's next to it, go WikiLeaks Muqtada al-Sadr. You find out his ancestors came from Lebanon, ancient Syria. He lives in Iraq. You know, he's from Iraq, which is where the Antichrist comes from. He's probably, with his political power, he's in a good position to become the leader of Iraq at some point, and the Antichrist will become the leader of Iraq at some point. So anyway, you know, things are all lining up. Keep your eye on, you know, get familiar with the geography and the politics of the Middle East. You can see that Europe isn't going to be the rise of the Antichrist. Now Europe's in worse shape than we are. And, you know, we should be looking at the Middle East. You know, the church has been looking at the revived Roman Empire because that's where all these prophecy authors have been telling them for the last number of years. But the Bible doesn't ever say that.
Right.
Let me just, I know we've got a few more minutes.
You got about 3 minutes, or two
okay.
minutes, actually.
You know, I've laid this out in my latest book.
Okay, yeah, tell us about the book.
And it's matter of fact, this book is very well laid out for the things we're talking about in terms of the sequence of events, what's happened already in the first seal, what's going to happen in the second seal, and what God is telling us in the Bible that we need to do in this time of the end.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the book is The Time Has Come, The Journey Begins. If you go to Amazon.com, just put in my name, Richard H. Perry, and you'll see my books. But the latest book, which is right up at the top of the list, and just got its first review the other day, which was a pretty good review. It's a must-read book, but it just ties, current events with prophecy and shows from the Bible what's about to happen. As a matter of fact, when you get your hands on this book, Dan, you're going to see something interesting on the front cover.
Well, okay, that's what it's amazingly you brought up the front cover. Two things I want to ask real quick before I got to kick you off of here. is number one, hopefully, folks, the book is, we're hoping it gets to me before the 16th. And if so, we're going to do a program on the 16th about your book, right?
Right.
Okay, second, can you send me a picture of the cover of that book so I want to use it to advertise tonight's program? And the coming program.
Yeah, I'll email you one, but you can also grab one.
Well, the one on Amazon usually has something else attached to it when I grab those photos, so I have,
Okay, I'll send it to you as soon as we're done talking.
Okay, well, you got about 30 seconds, so.
On the front cover, you're going to see something that you won't see on any other prophecy book cover if you ever pick it up. The front cover says that this is the first seal edition of The Time Has Come. It's the first seal edition. It's the first edition, but the reason it's the first seal edition because the first seal has been opened.
And then
it says this, right over my name. It says, Second Seal of Revelation. Iran will take peace from the earth. In other words, I'm saying exactly what God told me.
Okay, let's leave it at that, Richard. We're going to bring you back on to talk about the book, and the reason I'm cutting you off is because I have to. Lastdaysmystery.com, is that it?
No, it's The Time of the End Has Come. This book, First Seal Editions, The Time Has Come, Our Journey Begins. The Time Has Come.
Okay,
Richard,
well, you're going to send me that name of that, and it'll be advertised with the archives, and I got to go, Richard, I really do. All right, be blessed, and we'll... Okay, we'll talk again.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, folks, I haven't read the book, and I'm in agreement with Richard about that there is almost going to be a conflict over there. Who actually, when or what happens, who actually starts it, I don't know, because I can't see every little pawn and every little thing in the game, but there is a very big potential for things to happen. And whether or not it's the first seal, second seal, I haven't read the book, and I haven't compared it to Scripture. As always, it's up for you to pray about it and decide for yourself if our guest tonight is telling you what indeed is in the Word and what it does for you. Go over and check him out at his website, lastraysministry.com. Well, I guess I better get out of here. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return, because there will be no peace in Jerusalem until he does return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world.